Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Fame's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I have a wonderful guest today. He's an expert on our show all the time. His name is Lawrence Allen. He is actually the author of more than 4 books, but including Tree of Liberty Trilogy, the winner of Let's Just Talk Radio 2014 Best Political Thriller Award. He speaks on topics of the day and recently produced an 8-part series called The History You Don't Know, which shows the parallels between China's communist era and the modern American left. His website is www.treeoflibertyusa.com. And recently he wrote an article along with two articles, but this is the second of the series of articles with Dr. William Scott McGill, Veterans in Defense of Liberty, and it is Saving the Republic, Defeat Antifa and BLM by Declaring Them Terrorist Organizations. They recommend the same action that vanquished ISIS. So welcome to our show, Lawrence. You know, liberty is really important to all of us, isn't it?
Well, thanks again for having me on your show, Catherine. I always enjoy being here. And yes, liberty is, we're in a, I think, a life and death struggle at this point to ensure that liberty continues, that government of, by, and for the people does not perish from this earth. And we're right in the middle of it.
Right. And that's why it's so important to vote this year and to understand who you're voting for. And to really understand their backgrounds, would you agree?
Absolutely. And what's so interesting is the career politicians, at least the ones that I've seen, really are remarkably pliable. They seem to be blowing with the wind whichever way these political directions go. And the problem is we're in the middle of a tempest. And our leaders, in many respects, are failing us. You just look at our cities being burned to the ground, people being attacked in their homes, and the elected leaders somehow question whether and how they should protect the American people, take away their police force or tell police to stand down while looting is going on. So it's things are really, the winds are blowing in very tempestuous ways, and our liberty, the threat to our liberty is right at the center of it.
Well, knowing, living over in China for as many years as you did, in your 8-part series, and people should watch that 8-part series because it really, you know, shows you what real communism is all about and how your book series and that 8-part series and now this piece that you just put out with Dr. Scott McGill, how it relates to all of us and you know, our children, unfortunately, have been being taught in some schools the 1916 manifesto and not our history, our real history of our republic. Am I correct?
The 1619 Project, which is really just began as an article by a New York Times writer, has no academic rigor to it. There's no academic foundation. It is being pushed out there, yes, as truth. And for those listeners who don't know, the 1619 Project says America didn't begin in 1776 with our Declaration of Independence, but America began in 1619 with the arrival of the first slave in the United States. In North America. It wasn't the United States then, but that's exactly my point. It was a British colony. That all happened. Anything before 1776 happened under the watch of the British Empire. Massachusetts and several other states had tried, or several other colonies had tried to ban slavery, but the British Empire said no. They had too many commercial interests in slavery. So our history didn't begin in 1619. It began in 1776 when we threw off the British monarchy. And it wasn't but one human lifetime, 82 years later, that slavery was eliminated in the United States. It took that long to finally defeat the scourge of slavery in America.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the article and then talk about your book, if you don't mind. Why did you write this second article, and why is it so important to defeat these organizations?
Well, Antifa, which has its roots, strangely, in Germany in the 1920s, which was a response purportedly to the rise of Nazism, Antifa, anti-fascists, is originally a foreign organization that's now made huge inroads here into the United States. BLM is more of a domestic, Black Lives Matter is more of a domestic organization, but headed by trained Marxists who admit as much on TV. Patrice Cullors, who is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, says publicly she is a trained Marxist. And Marxism is all about one thing, taking some people's stuff and giving it to others. It is about theft. And property is all owned by the state and redistributed by the state. And so that's their mission. And in our view, as Americans who live under the Constitution and our constitutional republic, that is a threat to our way of life. And when somebody uses violence and intimidation and threat of violence in order to achieve political aims, which is what we're seeing in our streets, that is defined in the dictionary as terrorism. And so Dr. McGill and I began discussing this point and came up with our idea for the article, which is, the only way we can defeat these two terrorist organizations, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and they are terrorists by their actions, by their statements, not our judgment. They admit to it. That is their objective. Use violence and intimidation to achieve political aims. The only way to defeat them is to declare them the terrorist organizations they are, have the State Department and U.S. Treasury designate them as terrorist organizations, seize their finances, arrest their leadership for being terrorists, and if anyone donates money to them, it would be the same as giving money to Osama bin Laden. You're giving money to terrorists. That's illegal, and you would be arrested for that and have your assets seized. Mayors and governors who gleefully let our cities burn and hold our police back would also be arrested for doing that, aiding and abetting terrorists. So it's time, as Dr. McGill aptly said, they've declared war on us. It's time for us to declare war on them.
How do they equip our youth in this battle?
Well, it's so amazing. The parallels with the Chinese Cultural Revolution, 66 to 76, and for those of you, your listeners who don't know, there was a tremendous upheaval in China in 66. Schools were closed. Does that sound familiar? Students were given what they needed, pocket money, like the $600 a month that are going to people for unemployment from the government. And they went on a rampage across the country, attacking people in their homes, taking property and trying to redistribute it to others. They were a violent mob that tore down statues, yes, just like you see now, and monuments, and burned images of the olds and the things that came in the past, tearing down Stone Mountain. And churches were razed and destroyed as well. So they mobilized the students to attack people in their homes. And in my book, Tree of Liberty, which I completed in 2014, in the third book of the trilogy, Tree of Liberty Revolution, there's all of these activities are happening just like they are now. It's called Antifa today. In reality, in my book in 2014, they were called the Youth Equality Activist Corps, YEAC. And their job was to go out and enforce economic justice at the hands of the Economic Justice Department of the United States, which was whatever popped into their head. This looks unfair to me. We got to take from John and give to Susie and take from Susie and give to Mary. And what it really leads to is just absolute chaos, like we're seeing in the street today.
The other thing that has come up and just recently in the news is that they want college students, university students, to rat on each other if they don't wear a mask.
There was an article written many years ago here in the West, but about perhaps a fictional story, perhaps true. And it was called Chairman Mao is a Rotten Egg, which is a peculiar title. But in Chinese, huai dan, rotten egg, is an insult, a tremendous insult. And what the story talked about was a child who heard his parents talking badly about Chairman Mao and said he's a rotten egg. And the child dutifully, under the encouragement of his teacher, told on his parents, and his parents were arrested and executed. A child ratting on their parents and informing on their parents, students informing on other students. This is all part of the Communist Marxist Manifesto. See it because I saw it over in China, but for many Americans, they're scratching their head saying, why is all this happening? Well, it's all part of an organized plan. And it's not the first time this has happened to us.
Right.
It's the first time, but not around the world.
No, and you can see it all around the world, but a lot of people that have never lived anywhere other than the United States have no idea. I mean, they didn't think that 9/11 would happen. They didn't think a lot of things. I think they thought they were overprotected in some way, shape, or form, and it would never happen in your neighborhood. It would never happen to you. And I think that's what, a lot of people think, until it comes to your neighborhood, especially when they broke into that,
St. Louis?
St. Louis,
yeah.
Where it happened to that.
The McCloskeys?
Yes. And he's an attorney, of all things. I mean, he wasn't going to stand there and not take it. I mean, it's crazy. His gun was taken away, right? And I'm surprised he wasn't arrested for protecting his own home.
But he's been charged, whether that comes to fruition or not. My fear is for the young people who've been brainwashed and motivated to rampage and threaten people in their homes, because they got lucky with the McCloskeys. Mrs. McCloskey held that pistol like a glass of Chardonnay, and actually ended up pointing at her husband accidentally a couple of times. And he was not very, he was out there with bare feet and holding that gun like it was a toy. I mean, they were easy. The problem is when these BLM terrorists and Antifa terrorists come to a house where someone who seriously knows how to use a gun decides to defend themselves, and it could get very bloody, and we really don't want to see that happen in the United States, to see young people shot down on someone's lawn legally because they're attacking someone in their home. And then certain states, like I live in Texas, your home is your castle. They're called castle laws, and if a bunch of people are outside holding Molotov cocktails and threatening to kill you, there are many people here in Texas that will make very short work of that. And no one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
Lawrence, we need to take a short break. Would you give your website? And the article can be found where? And learn as much as you can and watch your series, which I think really would educate a lot of people.
You can find all of those, my book, my series, and the articles, at www.treeoflibertyusa.com.
And we'll be right back after these important messages on Catherine Rager, Let's Just Talk with Lawrence Allen.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Karen Sokolov-Javich, and I just became a grandma and wrote 17 songs for my new babies.
Splishy, splashy in the bathy. Splishy, splashy in the tub.
Share my smiling splishy, baby song album with your little ones.
You've got 10 fingers and 10.
Order my baby album and you'll receive my children's album for free. Just call JMR Productions at 402-393-3893 for your special gift. That's 402-393-3893.
Buoyancy PR, telling your story, keeping your message afloat. Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about you. You have a great story to tell, whether it's a product, a new book, or a worthy cause. You have a message worth hearing. Buoyancy PR will help you fine-tune that message and get it over the sea of information. Who, what, where, when, how, and why. These classic questions of a news story will introduce you to Buoyancy PR. After you've had a chance to get acquainted, let us know what we can do for you. For more information, contact Joni Sullivan Baker at 513-319-3231 or go to buoyancypr.com.
Did you know that memory loss now affects almost 7 million people in America? And the Alzheimer's Research Foundation estimates that by the year 2050, there will be 50 million people with dementia in America. Are you preparing your family, especially your grandchildren, for this issue? This is Dan Perkins, and I'm the author of a new book for children ages 9 to 12 and their families to help them understand that it's not their fault when Grammy can't remember them. Why Can't Grammy Remember Me is available at Amazon or through your local bookseller. Don't make your grandchildren part of the lost generation.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, this is Catherine Rager. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with author Lawrence Allen, political commentator. There's so many things that you've done, and I think with the program that Dr. Scott McGill started, Veterans in Defense of Liberty and Champions of Liberty, which I was honored to work with you on, and now being the director of the associates part of that, I think that it's important that we, through the veterans and others, educate our youth and mentor them. And also, you were part of the wonderful program that was done in Springfield, Missouri, am I correct, with the Calvary part of the Veterans of Defense of Liberty, protecting and giving an award to the wonderful men and women that support all of us with their being a police department and also first responders. Correct?
Yes, it was the Back to Blue event that we held in downtown Springfield. Yeah,
right.
It was Dr. McGill pulled it all together and had a great program, and we had a whole group of really wonderful, dedicated people there to honor the police, and presented, and Dr. McGill and his team presented two awards, or one award to two people. It was a very touching moment.
The amazing thing is that one of the Black Lives Matter gals came over and couldn't believe what you guys were doing and asked and inquired. Am I right?
Yes, it was an interesting day. So downtown Springfield, Missouri, there's a public square in the center, and with buildings around, 8-10-story buildings around. So you're kind of in a canyon there. And so we had one corner with folks that were singing God Bless America, playing Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American. And at the other end was probably around 30 or 40 Black Lives Matter protesters who were singing, chanting their themes. But what was most impressive is at one point, just as we were beginning the ceremonies, there were 40 Harleys and their riders that rode into the square and circled the square, and you could hear it echoing off the buildings. It was pretty amazing. Open pipes and Harleys, and the people stepping off the motorcycles were gentlemen in their 60s and even older, many that had colors, jackets with Vietnam War tags and where they'd served in the Vietnam War. And quite frankly, I think the Black Lives Matter folks, who were mostly, nearly all white, by the way, kind of looked at these folks and thought, oh, gee, they have more tattoos than I do. And the ladies who stepped off the back of the motorcycles were open carrying. They had pistols on their hips. And I thought, well, those gals are a little tougher than us nasty women. So I think what had happened was there was a psychological effect that this is not the college Republicans you pushed around on a college campus last week. No, no. These are very serious people. So we did not feel threatened at all. About two-thirds of the way through the event, the Black Lives Matter group just kind of dissipated. They just kind of walked off and went away. And three main organizers were actually in our crowd, had walked over and were listening to our group. And Dr. McGill quoted Voltaire, we disagree with what you say, but we will fight to the death to defend your right to say it. And one of the ladies who was heading up the Black Lives Matter group, one of the three, talked to Dr. McGill, and he gave her the microphone. So we had a Black Lives Matter local leader who was speaking to our group. And she said, I'm paraphrasing, you have to respect the veterans and the good police officers who protect us and take care of us. That was how she more or less opened the session. So it was really a remarkable turnabout. She began to cry after her speech, and these folks, again, men and women in their 60s, putting their arm around her and consoling her, and she realized that people who love our country are not monsters. We're not mutton chop wearing, whip carrying Southern slaveholders. We're just people. And some very cool people, too, people that she could love and respect if she just kept her mind open. And that was a tremendous victory.
I think the one of the other poignant things was that there's a plaque in the center of that town where three black men were hung by a mob. Am I right?
That was probably, thank you for reminding me, that was probably the most touching moment of the entire event. For a while, Black Lives Matter was screaming at one end and our group was standing at the other. Darren Chappell, who's a minister but also a brilliant historian, mentioned three names, and I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but he mentioned three names. Does anyone know who they are? And he said these were three black men who were in jail. A mob came and broke them out and hung them in the square in the early 1900s. And he said, that's what defund the police. That's what no police look like. Mob rule. And Catherine, you could have heard a pin drop. The Black Lives Matter people, our folks, Back the Blue folks, it was dead silence. That just sunk in to everyone. You cannot defund the police and have a safe and civil society, or you will have horrible things like what happened to those three young black men.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In the early 1900s.
All right. We have to stop, you know, constantly worrying about what, you know, certain phrases that we've used over the years, I mean, that are normal phrases that don't mean anything racist. That's the other thing that, it, you know, we're all Americans, no matter what color or what race we are. We're all Americans. And I think we've gotten so far off the mark with all these different, being so scared to say any phrase whatsoever. Would you agree?
Well, there's a hypersensitivity, but this to words and descriptions. And if you look at the Chinese Cultural Revolution, because we're in a cultural revolution.
Definitely.
It was, yeah, the language was a big tool, right? You would be labeled as a counter-revolutionary, or you said the wrong things, or you said the wrong things the wrong way, or the right things the wrong way. Language was used as a weapon in order to implicate people and accuse people without trial, without fair due process. You're guilty as accused. And that's really going back to the Kavanaugh hearings and even further back. That is part of the MO. So that is very much the case. And I was in Branson, Missouri with my children about 4 years ago now, maybe five. And we saw the Dolly Parton Dixie Roundup, which was actually kind of fun. It was a big horseshoe arena, and you sat at your table, and you had chicken and good Southern food delivered to your table, and they did a wonderful presentation. People on horses and so forth. And now it's being accused of being racist because it has the word Dixie in the title of their show. And so it's just, yes, it seems to never stop, and it never will stop. It's a tool. It's a weapon. Language being used as a weapon. Yeah.
Oh, I would fight it. I wouldn't sit there and take it. I mean, you know, that's just me, though. I mean, you know, actually think about what happened in the Civil War. All right. We were fighting for certain things. And, I mean, they wanted to tear down our history to the point of no return. Blacks and whites fought, every color fought in that war, and we lost so many people. And, I mean, we don't want to repeat history. We want to learn from history.
Absolutely. True. And if you think about, imagine the most ridiculous thing that you could imagine. People are tearing down statues. Yes, they're defacing monuments. Yes, they want to dynamite and blow up Stone Mountain and even Mount Rushmore, right? All these symbols in China during the height of their Cultural Revolution. And I can't tell you how strange this was, but if you go to the Beijing and visit the Ming tombs, the tombs of the Ming emperors, you see the infrastructure, you see the tunnel complex, and you see where it was buried underground, but there's no artifacts. And the reason is their youth, their college students on leave with money in their pockets, running amok, went into the tombs and dragged the bodies of the emperor and his wife out, 300 years dead, 400 years dead, and had a denunciation session denouncing the corpses and then burned them. So even the dead were not free from this kind of persecution in China. It can get that ridiculous. And, you know, just in case you think, well, hey, American kids, China, you know, 2020, Chinese kids, 1966, we're much smarter than them, really, because in China, the students turned every green light red. What that means is red is the color of the revolution. Red should mean go, and green should mean stop. So on every street corner, these students told people, no longer stop for red. You go on red, you stop for green. Just goofy adolescent logic. But here in the United States, in California, students are protesting the crosswalk sign because the little man that shows go, right, the little guy, the character that walks,
right,
and says, means you can
right
walk, it's white. It should be multicolor because we don't want white male symbols telling us what to do. So, yes, you can have equal levels of stupidity, be it a Chinese Red Guard in 1966 or an American Antifa in 2020. We're no different.
Right. That's the saddest part of this whole thing, is that it's a lot of it's real stupidity, and it's not being normal. It's being crazy, and a lot of these things come for that, and if people don't realize it, they need to wake up and smell the coffee pretty soon, right?
Well, the difference between the Chinese Cultural Revolution and the American situation today is we have an armed populace. The Chinese were completely disarmed after the communists took over. So people were really helpless. You know, these young groups of thugs would go around and drag people out of their homes and beat them in the streets, kill them. And there was nothing people could do about it. They lived in their homes in fear. The United States is not China. We have a very well-armed, very well-equipped, very capable public. And my biggest concern is that the people in government don't realize that, you know, Mr. and Mrs. McCloskey, whom I have tremendous respect for and admire, they're not gun people. There are gun people out there. And when push comes to shove one day, we're going to see some very ugly events that just don't need to happen. Besides, we taxpayers paid for those police. Those are our police. We paid for them with our taxes. And it must be unconstitutional, if not illegal, for them to withhold the protection of the police we pay for. So people need to get their heads straight on this and need to stand up and say, stop now, before people have to use, well, let's put it this way. Some folks have said to me, I don't know whether I'm going to donate to politicians this year or not, because if they don't stop this now, I'd rather take the money that I give to politicians and use it to buy ammunition, because I'm going to need it if they don't take action now.
Well, they want to take all of our rights away, and that's the sad part about all of this. And I, you know, take the First and Second Amendments away, all of our amendments away. Most people don't even know what our amendments in our Bill of Rights are. They have no idea. They don't even know the Constitution, and that's the sad part.
And by design, if you look at the impact of public schools and colleges and universities and the pop culture, there's been a 20, 30, 50-year assault on the United States and information that the average American needs to really understand what a wonderful country we live in but a great opportunity every American has to live a full life under freedom and the protection of the government. And unfortunately, that's been eroded and eradicated by people who are hungry for power, people who are very upset that Donald Trump is president, and in spite of all the attempts to bring him down, he's still in office, and that just enrages people to no end. And I believe that none of the incidents since January this year, beginning with COVID, are a coincidence.
No,
you know, you mentioned two articles that Dr. McGill and I wrote together, and you can find both of them at my website.
We need to take a little short break here. We need to take a little short break, and then we can come back and talk about them, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, and we're going to take a short break and give your website again, Lawrence, please.
TreeOfLibertyUSA.com.
Okay, we'll be right back with Lawrence Allen.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
If America will be saved, veterans will save her. If America will be saved, veterans in defense of liberty will save her. Today, we are engaged in a genuine battle for the heart and soul of America. Do you believe that our oath and our obligation to our country continues until the day of our death? That America and the future of humanity is worth saving? If so, and you are a veteran or a staunch supporter, join Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is first and foremost a brotherhood, sisterhood of veterans fully dedicated to maintaining the integrity of our republic based on the correct moral and constitutional principles. Visit us on Facebook and go to vidolamerica.org. vidolamerica.org.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with a lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night. Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with Lawrence Allen, and we're talking about the two articles that Lawrence and Dr. Scott McGill wrote, and I want to talk to about that for a minute, if you don't mind, Lawrence.
Sure.
If you would be so kind. Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, the first article we wrote, you know, I think anyone who was alive during 9/11/01 remembers where they were and what they thought and where they, what they were doing when the first plane hit the tower. And I was I was in an office, and I remember hearing that a plane hit one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And my first thought was, you know, one of my colleagues said to me, well, there's, oh my goodness, 10,000 people in that building on any given day. And I remembered that in 1945, a B-25 bomber crashed into the Empire State Building in fog. And I thought, like, how can that still happen in today's world with GPS, right? So that first 18 minutes, people were seeing these things happen, but it was almost as though none of it was connected. It didn't make sense. And then when the second plane hit, everybody knew we were under attack. And that is why the title of the article is, Have You Had Your Second Tower Moment Yet? Okay? Because I've had my second tower moment. I know we're under attack. It's clear to me that the COVID and the crackdowns and the BLMs and the rioting in the streets and the lawlessness, this is not, I'm not scratching my head trying to figure out this happening. I realize we are under attack. We are under a coordinated attack to steal this election in November. The mail-in voting is one very dangerous tactic. Not that there would be so much, let's say, all these young people with no jobs getting $600 a month running around taking ballots out of mailboxes and mailing them in. That's a risk. But the biggest risk from that is nobody believes anyone won the election. What happens when one side says the election was stolen, the other side says the election was stolen and corrupted, and we are in November, January, December, January, and nobody knows who the president is? What happens then? Can you imagine the chaos in our country? And this is the ultimate step, in my view, where leading is to completely discredit the presidential election, so that no one knows who's in power, and the government steps in with a bankrupt airline industry, a bankrupt banking system, a bankrupt corporate world, and says, folks, if you want to stay in your homes and not be evicted, we're going to take over the banks and take over your mortgage. You can now rent your house for $100 a month from the federal government. And the airlines, you're going to lose your jobs. Don't worry. The government will take over the airlines. You can keep your jobs. We'll keep the banks coming. And suddenly, we become China 130 years ago, where the government owns your house, it owns your company, it owns your life. And in my book, Tree of Liberty, by 2020, all of that happens. Again, I wrote it in 2014 using my knowledge from China, but I could see where things were going. And if we're not very careful, really the next 6 months, the government may have to take over every industry in the United States just to keep our economy from collapsing. You and I, Catherine, have a mutual. He splits his time between Japan and the U.S. He took a flight from New York City to Tokyo on a 747-400, which has 400 passengers. There were less than 50 people on that airplane. How long do you think we can keep $350, $400 million airplanes sitting on the ground, taking 50 passengers every now and then before the airlines collapse? How long before hotels and the tens of millions of people who work in the hotel industry suddenly unemployed? They are steering us towards chaos.
And oh, it's that's exactly right. They don't care. They don't care.
And they don't care about our suffering.
Who's going to get rich on all this? Who's going to make the money?
Well, I believe that the people who have the already have the money, that they don't care so much about the money. They want the power.
That's
they
want to
own your bank. They want to own your house. They want to own your car. They want to own you as property, like another aristocratic class from the old world, who are going to rule over dominion over all of us peasants, all of us workers, bees, and they're going to be the queens at the top. And it's the same human pattern that's repeated itself throughout history. But again, Catherine, you know, if you look at the United States, we're the oldest continuous government on the face of the earth today. There is no government in the world, excepting some micro communities, that has been around 243 years. Everyone's changed governments. England, Germany, France, Japan, China, every other country. But the United States has lasted a quarter of a millennia. Why? I'm convinced it's the Second Amendment. Because you can't steal a country away from an armed populace. So my concern is, while these greedy, ugly people destroy our society in order to take control of it. And that's a classic Alinsky and Cloward and Piven strategy, which is collapse the system and then take it over, right? They're going to find out the hard way that the American people will not be ruled, the American people will not be dictated to, and that the American people will defend themselves. And that is a very dark vision of the world, unless we can stop it now by declaring FIFA and BLM, their two major arms, their brown shirts, from terrorizing our society. We put them in jail, we arrest them, and anyone who supports them. That's the best way to stop this from happening.
And what can people do? Can they write their congressman? Can they contact the president? What can they do, Lawrence, to make this happen?
I think that you hit the nail on the head. They need to write their congressmen. They need to write their senators. They need to make phone calls into office. Make the communication clear. Protect us.
Right. You're seeing more and more people that are, you know, that have lost everything are standing up and saying enough is enough. We don't want this. We want the police. We don't want to live in anarchy. And I can't believe that Portland is still on fire.
It's amazing to me.
That little boy that was shot in the face the other day,
mm-hmm.
That was sick.
Well,
I mean, that's the stuff that's happening. They're killing our children, too.
This is my point. I made at the top of our discussion today. BLM and Antifa, you really want to get rid of police. That's really not the best thing for you because the police have rules, okay? If you start a civil war with the armed American people, they have no rules. And if you really want to go into a civil war, they're not going to win. And number two, it's going to end in a very ugly way. Our last civil war did. Why should this civil war be any different?
Where can people buy your books?
The links to my book, my series, and the articles can all be found at www.treeoflibertyusa.com.
And do you think that veterans are going to stand together, Lawrence?
Well, interestingly enough, yes. Veterans, both active duty and retired, and law enforcement, not the leaders, not the Jim Comeys and the Strzok and McKays, not those guys, but the rank and file, law enforcement, military, active duty and retired, they may be our first line of defense. They've all sworn an oath to the Constitution, and if the threat is from enemies domestic, well, so be it. But the American people will not be cowed, and we will not be dictated to, and we will not lose this government of, by, and for the people without a fight.
I have to tell you that I'm proud to be part of the organizations that you're part of. And I think that people that are veterans or have, fathers or brothers or sisters or mothers that are veterans or active duty, how can they join Veterans in Defense of Liberty?
I believe the best way to do that, Catherine, is to put a link on your website. But the group's name is Veterans in Defense of Liberty, VIDOL. And if you're a veteran, military veteran, you can sign up and join. And right now there's a major drive for new recruits to join the Veterans in Defense of Liberty organization. Just to clarify what the organization is about, it's not about forming an army. It's about educating our youth. The mission of VIDOL is to teach young people, old people, anyone who needs to hear it, about our Constitution, about the true founding of our nation, and in order to generate that kind of respect and mutual love that has made America the greatest nation on earth.
And we're not a 501c3 or a 501c4, and we're an advocacy group. And Champions of Liberty is the educational program that Dr. Scott McGill and Veterans in Defense of Liberty, and you also helped to write. And we will be having new ones around the country. And it's a really important informational I mean, educational program that veterans will be teaching and mentoring young people and others.
You mentioned the website. I can give out the website. www.VictorIIdaDonOceanLLawrenceAmerica.org. VidalAmerica.org.
And you can sign up there. Yeah, and you can sign up. You can go to my website. Their logo is part and parcel of all the things that I have on my websites, and I'm very proud to be an associate member of the organization and charter member, and have been for quite a while. And I think every American should, you know, read your articles, and also to go up on your 8-part series. And where can they do that, Lawrence?
Again, it's all the links are provided at www.treeoflibertyusa.com.
And I can't thank you enough for joining me today. Thank you for your mission, and thank you for what you're doing for our country and everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Lawrence. And we'll be back next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Don't forget to go to my website at letsjusttalkradio.com or my other website at CatherineRakersWorld.com. We'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Fame's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.